The world is in danger of running out of vaccines for a deadly disease, yellow fever. A major outbreak in the African nation of Angola has already depleted the entire stockpile that world health officials had set aside for emergencies. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports it's unclear if new vaccines can be made in time, even as officials worry the epidemic could spread through Asia and beyond.
Yellow fever was a dreaded killer in the United States through the early 1900s, sparking devastating epidemics in Philadelphia and New Orleans. But with the disease all but eradicated in wealthy countries, it can be hard to appreciate just how nasty a danger it poses in areas of Africa and South America where it still pops up. Ilham Masoudi is an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, Riverside.
You first feel a little achy, and then there's a sudden onset of fever, the malaise, and then there's these headaches.
In 15 to 20% of cases, it gets worse fast. You develop the jaundice that gives yellow fever its name.
The white of the eyes turn yellow, your skin turns yellowish, and that's due to the liver failing. Then you'll have bleeding, usually from the eyes, from orifices, and then eventually shock and multi-organ failure and death.
All within about 21 days. This is the disease that's been running rampant through Angola since January. About 1,200 people have been sickened. Nearly 200 have died. And officials say the risk doesn't end there. Tom Frieden heads the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The bottom line is that this is another example of an emerging infection that poses a threat that may not be limited to Africa.
Specifically, he says,
I'm worried that yellow fever could spread widely in Angola and then spill over into the Democratic Republic of Congo, potentially Nigeria and other very populous areas in Africa.
That opens the risk of spread to Asian countries like China. A lot of people from there go back and forth to Africa for work. In fact, there have already been some cases of yellow fever imported to China during this Angola outbreak. And if things unfold this way, says Frieden, we're in trouble because right now the world does not have enough yellow fever vaccine to handle it.
Vaccine is key to stopping outbreaks of yellow fever. That's how we generally stop them, by vaccinating particularly around cases so that the transmission can be reduced.
Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of companies that manufacture yellow fever vaccine. Just one private one and three government-owned facilities. William Perea coordinates control of epidemic diseases for the World Health Organization.
Yellow fever is a forgotten disease. I mean, who cares about yellow fever? The market are poor countries in Africa and some countries in Latin America.
The WHO and other international groups have built a stockpile of vaccines to deal with outbreaks, and they've got additional stock to vaccinate people in vulnerable countries. But they've already used up the emergency stash, and now they're dipping into the supply for regular vaccinations. Complicating things further, it's really hard to do vaccinations in a place with limited infrastructure like Angola. The U.S. CDC has been trying to help, but the CDC's Tom Frieden says this couldn't come at a worse time because of another crisis, the Zika epidemic.
This is spread by the same mosquito that spread Zika, and our team that's working on Zika, and we have more than 800 people working on Zika today, is stretched thin.
He says it all points to the need for greater funding to fight diseases in developing countries, because in today's world, any disease is just a plane ride away. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.